Morning. Afternoon. You liar, it's not that late. And it's Sunday, I'm allowed to have a light in. Anyway, it's not my fault. You just make a very, very comfortable pillow. Oh, you're cuddly. This is perfect. It is. Sunday morning, it's still morning. Just about. And we're just lying here, nothing to do, reading a book. What am I reading? It's just a book. Okay, yeah, it's a vampire encyclopedia. No, it's not a library book. It's not. Oh. It was, and then I liberated it, sort of. I know, I stole a library book. I have no shame. I am so ashamed. I know, I think I was 11. I know, it's so bad. It's an amazing book. And you know what I'm like about vampires? I'm just completely obsessed. Imagine me, little 11-year-old goth, finding this in the library, which, let's face it, wasn't very gothic. I had to have it, and then I had it for 3 weeks, and because it's a reference book, you couldn't have it for longer than 3 weeks, so I returned it. And then it just jumped in my bag, and we went home together. God, you look so judgy! Stop judging me. It wasn't my fault. It wanted to be with me, and I love it. I'm actually hugging it. Oh, God, do you still love me? I mean, I stole a library book. Oh no, they had all this. They had like the alarm thingy. Oh, I went for it and I took out the sensor. Yeah, I was a smart little book thief. It's the only book I ever stole. But I don't know. Years later, and I'm still adoring it. This will keep us safe when vampires try to take over the world. Trust me. It's awesome. No, I'm not taking it back. Could you ma- No, I'm not taking it. It's mine. It's mine. Oh, I could. Okay, let's just picture the scene, shall we? We just walk up to the counter. Hi, I'd like to return this book. Oh, it's been missing for years. Wow. How did it come to be in my possession? Scarpa! Just run for it and I'll take the book with me. Don't. It's not gonna happen. You're just gonna have to accept that you are in love with a book thief. Yeah, I know. What other secrets am I hiding? Are you really sure you want to know? I mean, stealing a book's not my worst crime by far. I've done terrible things. Really? I'm a bit of a pyro. What do you mean you know? You can't know. Ah, okay, maybe it's a little bit obvious. Fire is amazing and it's so pretty. No, you're not burning my book. You're evil. I'm protective of the things I steal. I hide biscuits and pens. Yeah, even from you. I can't help it. People always steal my good biscuits and my good pens, and I get really annoyed, so I hide them. Wow, that's a really, I mean, you're really cuddly and you make a great pillow. You are the best pillow ever. I mean, I cuddle up to you and I just fall right asleep. And that's not me saying you're boring, because you're not boring. You're lovely. I adore you. I really do. Would I give you... How long would you be keeping this pen for? Forever. I would give you biscuits for my secret stash, not necessarily pens. Oh, that sounds so bad, but I won't lie to you. I do love you, I do. It's just, you know, there are some things which are, you know, sacred, like pens and library books. I know, they're ridiculous. But I would give you all of my good biscuits. I mean, I would give you my last custard cream. See, that's love. My other crimes. I know I've done... I can't even... I've been arrested before, but I'm not going to tell you about that because it's embarrassing. No, this is, I mean, it's not a bad story. It's just a story that would make you laugh so hard that you might die. And I love you too much to take that risk. I'm never, ever saying. No, you cannot ask my parents. They don't know. They think that their daughter is very, well, I was going to say very innocent, but semi-innocent. Oh, God, you can't ask my parents. No, I'm serious. They don't know that I was arrested. They don't know. Oh, God, that conversation would be so very, 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 very bad. Ooh, you little fucker. That is, I'm looking for a pillow to hit you with. That's just mean. Wow. No, I'm just really impressed. That's really sneaky. Okay, fine. Yes, I will give you my secret pens. I can't even say it. Fine. Yes, you can have access to the pens if you promise not to tell my parents that I was arrested, even though you don't know what for. Wow. You are quick. You are. I don't know if I like this side. No, I do. I love this side of you. Oh, it lets me know that if it came down to it, you could, in the battle against the demon biscuits and coffee, I know that you'll do what needs to be done. Yes, I'm actually being serious. I know. No, I did not burn down an Oreo factory. Oh, no. Fuck. I can see the future. The future is... Oh, it's going to be awful. You're just going to keep asking me what I was arrested for and coming up with weird ideas, like stealing penguins from zoos. Why did I say that? I don't know. What? Penguin was actually stolen from a zoo? Wow, where? Not in London, in Scotland. So someone went to a zoo in Scotland and stole a penguin. Why would someone do that? I don't look dodgy. Why? I don't look dodgy. I'm just trying to figure out why someone would steal a Russian penguin. You said he was a Russian penguin. You also said it was a male. You did? No, you did. No, you really, you definitely, oh, you're adorable, come here. Distracting you. You think I'm kissing you because I need to distract you. Wow, well, no, I don't want you to use a pillow. I mean, if you think that I would kiss you for, you know what, I'm actually hurt. I mean, that you think so little of me, that you think I would do that. I just like kissing you. it had nothing to do with distracting you from the penguin. I know, Super Dodge, but just for your own sake, don't ask. Don't ask. I was... fine, if you must know, I was reuniting lovers. It was blackmail. Yeah, Sergei figured out what I was arrested for, and he threatened to tell you, so I didn't really have a choice. So I had to break him out. Yeah, I know. How this is my life, I have no idea. You know, I used to be normal. Yes, a normal little goth book thief. I hate you. Come here. What? I want you to be my pillow again. Now, come here. Come here. I want to kiss you. No distractions. I just like kissing you. A lot. I'm not telling you what I was arrested for. I'm not telling you. You're not blackmailing me with the penguin. You're not. Believe me. You wouldn't be so foolish, because that penguin's fucking intimidating. He's scary. He's got these crazy, crazy eyes. I mean, yeah. Just, yeah, you don't even go there. And his girlfriend, don't even start. But like, if you think Sergei is bad, and he is, I mean, Russian assassin penguin. What? No, I have not drunk too much tea. And fuck you, there's no such thing as drinking too much tea. It's just... Okay, let's just forget about the penguins and don't even think about blackmailing me, because it would get super messy. Super messy. Now, where were we? Ah, yes, we were kissing. I love you so much. And it's not because you're gorgeous, although, you know, you're right. Okay, you're gorgeous. I'm fairly gorgeous. You're so... I'm blushing. Fuck. Shut up. You like the blushing. Okay, don't shut up. No, it's just... It's so easy. No, I didn't say that you're easy, although... You're not easy. You're not easy. You're just... persuadable. You can be encouraged. You're an incorrigible romantic. Otherwise known as easy. Don't hit me! Don't hit me! I'm sorry. Really. Very sorry. See, easy. No, it's easy. This is easy. I mean, I can be... I can be ridiculous, and I can tell you my dark secrets. No, I'm not telling you why I was arrested. I mean, I never told anyone about stealing this book. No one. Not a soul. And I just offered it up like no one's business. Because it's just like breathing. It's, yeah, essential. But not what I meant, but fuck, you are essential. It's easy. I mean, it's comfortable. No, I don't mean it like that. I mean, although you are really comfortable, I mean, oh, just being cuddled up to you. You are so warm and touchable and strokeable and easy. I'm sorry, don't hit me, don't. No, put down the pillow. No, I'm not going to tell you why I was arrested, but I love you, and I'm about to be really soppy, and you can tease me for it all day. Yeah, I thought that. Oh, no, I can feel the heat coming off my cheeks. God, I could actually make you breakfast in bed, just cooking the breakfast on my cheeks. Oh, I hate being pale. Being with you is, it's just natural. It's, I can't remember the time before. I can't remember what it was like to not be in love with you. This is my new normal, just feeling this overwhelming, this being in love. It's just, oh, I light up when you're around. And it's not just how I feel inside. It's, oh, it's embarrassingly obvious. Like when I'm at work and you're coming to meet me for lunch, the minute you walk in, everyone starts looking at me because I just light up. And then they tease me. And I don't care because... What did you do to me? You just... You're just you. And... I just adore you. I adore you. Ridiculously. And I know, there's so much sighing. I never realised how much I sighed before I was with you. There's the exasperated, why do I love you so much sighs? There's the, oh, you're so adorable sighs. There's the, God, you're gorgeous. And when you bend over, it's like, damn. I know. And I've never been so happy. And it's not any particular thing. It's just being here with you. Just being here, lying on a bed on a Sunday morning. Yes, it's still morning. Being domestic and just touchy-feely. And it's just perfect. And I don't believe in perfect. There's no such thing. But this is so close to perfection that it is perfect. Oh, I love you. And I just, I don't even know. Just come here. Just come here. Holding you feels so right. We fit together. And not like a jigsaw where you fucked up and you chewed the pieces to make them fit. I mean like a prop. What? Didn't you do? Okay, apparently that's just a thing that I did when I was younger. 19. Well, you know I lose shit. It was just annoying, so I just made it fit. See, I did. Why am I telling you that? That is not the sort of thing you should tell someone, but I want you to know everything about me. I want to know everything about you, and we fit together. Not because, I mean, we don't, we're completely different people, and we have edges that bump, and we fight, but we fit together. It doesn't matter. I just adore you. I do. I adore you so. So much. And no, I'm not telling you why I was arrested. What? No, it wasn't anything. It's fine. Just come back. You didn't hear anything. There's no one in the bathroom. It's not fair that you know my dodged looks. You know when I'm up to something. Makes it very difficult to be a criminal genius. a criminal Muppet, maybe. It's Sergei and Natalia. Yeah, well, they don't have anywhere to go. And look, it's fine. It's fine. We're meeting one of his contacts this afternoon, and it'll be... It's not... Don't be ridiculous. It's not going to be like James Bond. If anything, it's going to be, I don't know, Muppets do Mission Impossible. It'll be fine. It will be fine. Don't worry about it. He's really good with a knife. You know what? Just come here. Just let yourself be distracted, please. Do you see that? That, yeah, that red laser, that, and there's an
there are people with guns at the window. What the f-
There's a penguin at. You know what? Let's just keep kissing and let Sergei sort out. It'll be fine. It'll be absolutely fine. Just kiss me. Just close your eyes and pretend it's not happening. Just keep kissing. Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Just I'm sorry. Wait. Can you hear the Mission Impossible theme? Oh, it's Natalia with her. Oh, yeah. Natalia's got a mobile phone playing the Mission Impossible theme while... Oh, my God. I have a feeling I've just made our lives very, very complicated indeed. Yeah, just keep kissing. What's wrong now? They're watching us. Wait, he doesn't look crazy. I think that's the penguin version of oh. Yeah, it does look rather threatening. No, you ask him. I'm not asking. You ask him. Sergei, would you? Nicely done with the gunman. Yeah, I'm not asking him. You, if you want him to go, you ask him. I'm not asking him. He's scary. But I think we're okay because he seems to think we're adorable. We'll be fine. I hope. No, we will. Definitely. Somehow, I don't think our Sunday is going to be lazy. Yeah. Sorry. Yes. That's what you get for being in love with a criminal Muppet. That just sounds wrong. Can I be a Fraggle? No, I just think that Fraggles are a little bit more... You know, they're like a higher class of Muppet. So, you know, if you're a Muppet, and you got Fraggles, and Fraggles are, you're just looking at me like I'm crazy. Yeah. Okay. I guess, lion's over. But I think we can have one more kiss. What? No, just kiss me. Oh, fine, let's just get on with whatever this is. Oh, how is this my life? You're right. I never should have stolen that book.